WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
CBS News Brief. Have you decided on your New Year's resolutions? CBS News Deputy Director of Surveys Jennifer DePinto has some poll results on that very question.
The new year may not see too many Americans making personal changes, as most say they won't be making New Year's resolutions. Just over a third, 36%, will be.
It's the final weekend of Christmas shopping.
I'm under strict rules by my wife to bring my three boys here for Christmas outfits.
I am almost done, thank God, and I'm going up to treat myself in the food court.
A record number of Americans are expected to travel this holiday season. This woman and her family are flying out of Detroit a day earlier than they needed to for their cruise departure.
We learned the hard way. Don't book it in the morning so we can try to rush to the boat. We book it the night before so we can relax and get there and fighting and screaming. If they delayed the flight like they would in December, then we could just get the one in the morning and still make it. So that's our goal. Stress-free Christmas.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Cleanup will continue into the new year at the state's largest oil spill in history in Jefferson County. It's owned by Canadian power company Enbridge, and Wisconsin tribes say Enbridge's lines are putting their environment at risk. They've been advocating for their land for years, and now that story is taking center stage. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
An independent documentary highlights the struggles of northern Wisconsin's Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa, including the tribe's lengthy dispute with Canadian energy company Enbridge. The film outlines the 70-plus year battle to get Enbridge's Line 5 pipeline off of tribal land. One person interviewed in the film is Patty Lowe, retired director of the Center for Native American and Indigenous Research at Northwestern University.
Everyone, whether you live in a red or a blue state, or whether you are Native or non-Native, want clean water and clean air, not just for themselves, but for their children and grandchildren.
After years of protest, a federal judge last year gave Enbridge 3 years to shut down the pipeline on the reservation. Last month, the state issued construction permits to reroute Line 5 about 40 miles south of the reservation by 2026. Lowell and others in the film say the proposed reroute isn't enough to protect their lands in nearby areas. Enbridge lawyers and the U.S. government say a 1977 energy treaty with Canada prevents them from shutting down the pipeline. There have been over 20 spills along the Line 5's 645-mile route since 1968, including more than 14,000 gallons in Bad River land. The film Bad River, A Story of Defiance is streaming on Peacock. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Packers get ready for Monday night.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the New Orleans Saints. Green Bay will be without safety Javon Bullard and linebacker Quay Walker, both with ankle injuries. Jaire Alexander practiced all week but remains questionable. But Matt LaFleur says, knock on wood, right now the team's pretty healthy.
I just think that this is such an unpredictable sport in regards to when guys get injured or whatnot. So we're in a good spot right now.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Wizards 112-101. Bobby Portis with 34 points for Milwaukee. College hoops, Marquette held on to win on the road at Xavier 72-70. Cam Jones had 20 points. Head coach Shaka Smart, though, asked how he would grade him.
B minus. I'm hard on him. There's nobody I'd rather have in the country. I wouldn't trade anyone for Cam Jones, but he can be better. He can be more efficient. He has to understand that if he doesn't have an angle, he's got to get to 2 feet. And he's got to be strong with the ball.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly sunny skies with highs in the lower 30s for your Sunday. Gusty south winds up around 25 miles per hour. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies continue as temperatures hold steady in the lower 30s. Still breezy, a slight chance of snow and freezing rain. Right now, it's 19.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, we can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right, Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass, though. Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey-scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you got to buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook, a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, our favorite Delano Democrat, Harvey K., will join us. Plus, does MAGA have their pitchforks and torches out for their own speaker, Mike Johnson? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Mistletoe is truly apropos. It has that tinsel glow. We met on Christmas Eve, and I got the greatest gift I could receive. A Christmas love, the kind I'm speaking of, is blessed from up above, angelic and divine. How else can I define a Christmas love like yours and
playing some Johnny K. I know you never heard of Johnny K. The guy is unheard of by most people. His music is out there, and it's a big mystery. Nobody knows who Johnny Kay is. No, I'm not making this up. Some people say he's from the south side of Chicago, and his real name is Johnny Kaminsky. That was proven false. But that question's been going around for 60 years. Here's another one by Johnny. I got it on the old 45 RPM here. Let's see. Christmas Candle. Yeah, I remember this. Johnny, if you're out there, let us know where you're at. Best copy I have. It's not very good, is it? Johnny Kay. I know you thought it was Perry Como. Sounds just like him.
Where are you, Christmas? Why can't I find you? Why have you gone away? Where is the laughter you used to bring me? Why can't I
That's something from Katie Campbell and How the Grinch Stole Christmas. This is Hugo Winterhalter, directed the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra for 1 year. Worked with just about every major artist in the recording industry. I'm a big fan of his music. Judy Valentine with Hugo Winterhalter and the orchestra and chorus. By Johnny Mathis. From his Columbia album.
Christmas Day is here and so are we. Time for children.
children and presents and Christmas tree happiness. Christmas Day is all that it should be. Lights and carols and holly and all kinds of loveliness. Christmas bells
ringing up the winter
night, and peace on earth.
Everything they taught you when you were a child.
The thing a child once taught the world. If Christmas Day is really in your heart, you don't have to save up all your love to give once a year. Learn to give, try to live each day like Christmas Day.
Burt Bacharach wrote that. Hal David. From Radio City Music Hall in New York. Christmas Holidays. Music of the Stars. Once again, Johnny Mathis.
Chances are, 'cause I wear a silly grin, the moment you come into view. Chances are you think that I'm in love with you. Just because my composure sort of slips the moment that your lips meet mine. Chances are you think my heart's your
that's the Radio City Music Hall pipe organ. 25,000 light bulbs, all ablaze. The Rockettes.
Try this.
Try that.
Try this.
Try that.
It's building.
It's closer.
I'm panting.
And closer.
Jingles play night and day over NBC. Ballad clicks and salad mix mingle merrily. Good or bad, it's an ad posing as a song. You think you're hearing music, but the chances are you're wrong.
The chances are you're wrong. The chances are he's going to sing a song. Oh.
Chances are, 'cause I wear a silly grin, the moment you come into view. Chances are you think that I'm in love with you. Just because my composure sort of slips the moment that your lips meet mine. Chances are you think my heart's your valentine. In the magic of moonlight, when I sigh, hold me close, dear. Chances are you believe the stars that fill the skies are in my eyes. Guess you feel you'll always be the one and only one for me. And if you think you could, well, chances are, your chances are awfully good.
In the magic of moonlight, when I sigh, hold me closer. Chances are you'll beneath the stars, and if the skies are in my arms.
Yes, you feel you'll always be the one and only one for me. And if you think you could, chances are your chances are awfully.
Music of the Stars. Merry Christmas, everybody, from all of us here, and I'll be on the air with you on New Year's night. All the way till 1 a.m. We'll be right back. Christmas Holidays at Radio City Music Hall in New York. I found this by Victor Borga. I'd like you to listen to it. Nobody ever did a better reading of Hans Christian Andersen than did Victor Borga, playing it straight.
It was late on a bitterly cold New Year's Eve. The snow was falling. A poor little girl was wandering in the dark, cold streets. She was bareheaded and barefoot. She had, of course, had slippers on when she left home, but they were not much good, for they were so huge. They had last been worn by her mother, and they fell off the poor little girl's feet when she was running across the street to avoid two carriages that were rolling rapidly by. One of the shoes could not be found at all, and the other was picked up by a boy who ran off with it, saying that it would do for a cradle when he had some children of his own. So the poor little girl had to walk on with her little bare feet, which were red and blue with the cold. She carried a quantity of matches in her old apron and held a packet in her hand. Nobody had bought any during all the long day, and nobody had given her a copper. The poor little creature was hungry and perishing with cold, and she looked the picture of misery. The snowflakes fell on her long yellow hair, which curled so prettily around her face, but she paid no attention to that. Lights were shining from every window, and there was a most delicious odor of roast goose in the streets. For it was New Year's Eve. She found a corner where one house projected a little beyond the next one, and here she crouched, drawing up her feet under her, but she was colder than ever. She did not dare to go home, for she had not sold any matches and had not earned a single penny. Her father would beat her, and besides, it was almost as cold at home as it was here. They had only the roof over them, and the wind whistled through it, although they stuffed up the biggest cracks with racks and straw. Her little hands were almost dead with cold. Oh, one little match would do some good. If she only dared, she would pull one out of the packet and strike it on the wall to warm her fingers. She pulled one out. Whoosh! How it sputtered and blazed. It burned with a bright, clear flame, just like a little candle when she held her hand around it. Now the light seemed very strange to her. The little girl fancied that she was sitting in front of a big stove with polished brass feet and handles. There was a splendid fire blazing in it and warming her so beautifully. But what happened? Just as she was stretching out her feet to warm them, the flame went out. The stove vanished, and she was left sitting with the end of the burned match in her hand. She struck a new one. It burned, it blazed up, and where the light fell upon the wall, it became transparent, like gauze, and she could see right through it into the room. The table was spread with a snowy cloth and pretty china. A roast goose stuffed with apples and prunes was steaming on it. And what was even better, the goose hopped from the dish with the carving knife sticking in his back and waddled across the floor. It came right up to the poor child, and then the match went out, and there was nothing to be seen but the thick black wall. She lit another match. This time she was sitting under a lovely Christmas tree. It was much bigger and more beautifully decorated than the one she had seen when she peeped through the glass door at the rich merchant's house on the last Christmas. Thousands of lighted candles gleamed under its branches, and colored pictures, such as she had seen in the shop windows, looked down at her. The little girl stretched out both her hands towards them. Then out went the match. All the Christmas candles rose higher and higher, till she saw that they were only the twinkling stars. One of them fell and made a bright streak of light across the sky. Now someone is dying, thought the little girl, for her old grandmother, the only person who had ever been kind to her, used to say, when a star falls, a soul is going up to God. Now she struck another match against the wall, and this time it was her grandmother who appeared in the circle of flame. She saw her quite clearly and distinctly, looking so gentle and happy. Grandmother, cried the little creature, oh, do take me with you. I know you will vanish when the match goes out. You will vanish like the warm stove, the delicious goose, and the beautiful Christmas tree. She hastily struck a whole bundle of matches because she did so long to keep her grandmother with her. The light of the matches made it as bright as day. Grandmother had never before looked so big or so beautiful. She lifted the little girl up in her arms and they soared into a halo of light and joy far, far above the earth where there was no more cold, no hunger, and no pain, for they were with God. In the cold morning light, the poor little girl sat there in the corner between the houses with rosy cheeks and a smile on her face. Dead. Frozen to death on the last night of the old year. New Year's Day broke on the little body, still sitting with the ends of the burned-out matches in her hand. She must have tried to warm herself, they said. But nobody knew what beautiful visions she had seen, nor in what a halo she had entered with her grandmother upon the glories of the new year.
Some children see him lily white, the baby Jesus born this night. Some children see him lily white, with tresses soft and fair.
Noel for children, for all little children who have no Christmas tree. I sing Noel, 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 for little girls who have no pretty dress to wear, little boys who have no teddy bear. I sing Noel for children, all lonely children who cry on Christmas Eve. I sing Noel, 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 for little girls whose hands are trembling in the cold, little boys whose eyes are too soon old.
May the newborn Savior turn his tender face to you.
May he help us all to make this world a better place for you. I sing Noel for children, for all little children who have no Christmas tree. Let's all sing Noel, ring the bells of Christmas, for all lonely children wherever they may be. Noel, Noel, come spend Christmas with me. Noel, Noel, come spend Christmas with me.
Bing Crosby with Les Brown. These are the Gold Diggers. Music of the Stars. Candlelight Christmas. And the music of the Stars, the Gold Diggers. Thank you for being here. I'm your host, Lou Vergani. Back again next Sunday, but before that, anytime on podcasts on the Civic Media Radio Network. This is Lou Regani for the Music of the Stars and the Civic Media Radio Network. Merry Christmas, everyone.
You are never far away from me. When we part, I hold your memory. You linger in my dreams when day has flown, and through the lonely night, I'm not alone. When two sweethearts care as you and I, there's no sadness in the word goodbye, because you're always in my heart, my love, wherever I may be. You are never far away.
Our candlelight Christmas over the past 5 hours. It's a gift. A gift I've gotten. I love working with Civic Media on this program. And a gift is, well, it's no good unless you give it on to somebody else. That's the magic of gifts and Christmas.
Because you're always in my heart, my love, wherever I may.
The program is preserved on our podcast. It's civicmedia.us. Please join us anytime, day or night, summer, winter, and the other two seasons, right here. And in the meantime, all I can say is, with the music of the stars, keep your dreams alive. reach for the stars. We'll be on the air New Year's Eve, 7 o'clock p.m. all the way up until 1 Central Time on the Civic Media Radio Network worldwide, civicmedia.us, civicmedia.us, and that's where you find all our past programs, too. Merry Christmas, everyone. Oh, and as Ebenezer Scrooge said, God bless us, everyone.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. A new CBS News poll finds Americans are feeling more hopeful than discouraged as they look ahead to the new year.
Why so hopeful? Here's CBS's Jennifer DePinto.
Politics and Donald Trump specifically play a role in people's outlook for next year. Republicans are more hopeful about 2025 than Democrats are. So we find that among those who are feeling hopeful, their top reason why is that Donald Trump is becoming president.
CBS's deputy director of surveys says the poll also finds Trump supporters overall view the president-elect's picks for cabinet positions in a positive light. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
A strike by thousands of Amazon warehouse employees could delay the arrival of some gifts. The story from CBS News New York reporter John Diaz.
Amazon Teamsters here at JFK 8 warehouse in Staten Island, which is what we are told is the largest union facility.